afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Today's show is all about connections. But first, to some music. We hope you'll enjoy the selection.
Thank you. Where do I begin to tell the story of how great a love can be? The sweet love story that is older than the sea. The simple truth about the love she brings to me. Where do I start? With her first hello, she gave me to this empty world of mine. There'll never be another love, another time. She came into my life and made the living fine. She fills my heart.
Are connections in your life? Most of us believe in luck or chance, but such belief exists merely because we cannot see, appreciate, or understand the connections that actually exist. There is really no such thing as coincidence, and no one meets by chance. When you meet someone for the first time, there is always a reason, even though that reason may not be known to you at the time. Our thinking, desires, and needs actually attract people into our life that either help us to materialize those desires or encourage us away from them, depending on their inherent nature and value to our development. The internet has made the world a smaller place. Social media is revolutionizing personal connections, and technology is leading the charge into a new era of human relations. Or is it? Or is it that people are tending to spend more time in cyberspace than is actually helpful to their relationships? The number of individuals who have over 1,000 internet friends is probably quite large. But how many of those are actually people they have met? We can have many acquaintances, but are they friends? Friendship cannot be measured in numbers, because friendship is defined by qualities. If you go through life and make just one very good friend, you can think yourself fortunate indeed, because the bonds you share transcend any and all differences. True friendship is enduring, because it is about intimacy, even something called union, where two function as one. But it's about connecting at a deep and very personal level, and technology actually inhibits this process rather than facilitating it. Think of the experience of an actual phone call when compared to an email, for example. The most enjoyable contact is the one where immediacy and emotion is present, and where intimacy is possible to a greater degree. So the phone call wins hands down. And phones are positively ancient, right? So when it comes to technology and friendships, less is more. We connect in different ways and at different levels with people every day, and we tend to work at relationships that make us feel good. But what about the associations that make us feel bad or even irritate us? Do we avoid such people because we don't get on, or we don't like them, or they don't like us, and so avoid contact wherever possible? Remember, all connections we make are for a reason. Actually, these type of relationships may in fact be the most powerful and helpful to us. So what is the value of having to mix with a contentious individual? Humans are magnetic. So the answer is down to this very simple idea of magnetism. We tend to think of friends as people who have similar tastes, and so we say, like attracts like. But the first law of magnetism states that opposites attract and like repels like. Or to put it in purely scientific terms, a positive is attractive to a negative while it repels a positive. So despite appearances to the contrary, what attracts us to someone is not what we have in common, but that which makes us different. The initial connection may indeed be based on a common interest and even shared ideals and goals. But this just means we are both walking a similar path. And although our thinking may be similar or even in total agreement, these factors are not actually what attracts us together. The stimulation we find in the company of someone has to do with the differences they bring to the relationship, because these differences are about the things we are missing in our own makeup. And so we see in them something attractive which we want to acquire. When two people meet who are totally in agreement all of the time, the result is actually a stagnant or neutral situation. There is a lack of stimulation on both sides. That which makes a relationship dynamic is the contrast of colours present. And so we come to the value of that negative connection. The person who bothers us, makes us feel uncomfortable, or even repels us. Maybe the one we least want to be around. If opposites attract, how come we are attracted to someone we can't stand? Actually, we're not being attracted to them. It's the repulsion we are interested in here. Our sense of repulsion is because they are exactly like us, or something in them is. Remember, like forces repel, and we are being repelled by the very things we see in them, because these things are also in ourselves. Hard to accept? Consider this. People typically reflect back to us the behaviour we give out. If we are rude, we get rude back. If we are thoughtless, then again, that is what comes back to us. So what we perceive as being repulsive may indeed be a simple matter of that person being a mirror to us, reflecting what we give out and nothing more. So what they are being is us. Have a go at this. Think of the most contentious individual you have to deal with on a regular basis. Consider your thoughts towards this person. If there are not many nice ones there, then you are simply confirming what I am saying. You are giving as good as you get. Now, how about considering giving better than you get? What about changing the whole dynamic of your relationship? What would happen then? If you find yourself judging that person's behaviour, now set about just thinking nice things about them. What are they good at? What can you see in them that is likeable or even just different? Is there something you have in common with them where you can connect at a social level? Now, this process may require considerable effort on your part because you have come to see them in a very definite way and you're going to have to change this. But all you have to do for now is only change the way you think about this person and entertain positive thoughts about them. Be generous, even loving, and anyway, what will it cost you? It's only thoughts, so you don't have to make any overt gestures you may feel that you might regret. So at this stage, don't actually do anything, just change the way you think about them, which quite obviously will also change the way you feel about them. Now the important thing is, you've got to be sincere in this process. You can't fake it to yourself. Now take careful note of this person's reaction to you the next time you meet or cross paths. Their change towards you may be quite subtle, but prepare to be surprised. Friendship is possible with anyone, and all relationships have value, even and perhaps particularly the negative ones. Every situation has the potential for self-learning, and all relationships are built from the inside out, and on the inside in every situation is your thoughts. Thoughts are things which you can change. They are the primary tool you have for changing the dynamics of all your relationships, because you and only you can choose what thoughts you will accentuate and give prominence to. Thoughts change actions, and when you think kindly thoughts, your behaviour follows accordingly. You can change the whole dynamic of everything around you in your life. It is within you to decide to do this, and so the only choice you have to make is whether you will do it and whether you will put the effort in required to make the changes. The outcome of this particular exercise may be that this person ceases to be an irritation to you, or perhaps you may even find that friendship develops where you thought it was impossible. But rest assured, if you put the effort in and if you persist, you will discover that prosperity is all in the way you think. And what greater prosperity is there than to create a new friend?
You've been listening to Musings. Listen every Wednesday at 4:25 p.m. on 104.6 FM or anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/musings.